Rishim ben Enes. Rashiudi Yama the Shari La Kuvid Leka Bior Gedi.
Hey, see, he goes like a Rishim ben Enes.
So what's the kasha here really? Hudiyama the sharo la kubid leke and biyor gadi.
What? It says he shouldn't put water on it. Hasta here, but it's only muta dafka to be poshed it and not to put water. So what's the gemara? Hudiyama krib shirim ben enes. That today the Tanakama holds you're allowed to put water, goes like a shirim ben enes. Rashi the sharo la kubid leke biyor gadi. He holds you're allowed to put the skin next to the fire to stop it too, then you can put the water. And the Gemara name, Eimud Yomer Shem Ben Enes of Nei Shu Mecharech, of the Gram Kibui Miyomer. His Mecharech means when you put the skin on one side of the furniture, when the fire gets there, the fire doesn't really burn off the skin. It's only Mecharech. So that doesn't even put out the fire so clearly. Mashaykh, and here when you're putting water on one side, when the fire gets there, it's mamish going to be called the Gram Kibui. You're causing the fire to go out. Miyomer, who said it's Mutter? Trashi Gram Kibui Rashiki Hai Gavna. Like here it's a vaday. If you have the fire on your jacket and you want to put water on the other side of the jacket, you know vaday, when the fire will get there, it will go out. So where do you see Reb Shimon is matir so far? And the Gemara Nechanami in. Even that he's matir. Now loch it's mutter. Midiktoni sefer Rebbe Yosi oisa b'kli cheres chadosh umlei yamayim. Sheni mechol umakabel es or. Vei mistakoyim umachav nesad leka. Mechlal the Tanakama shari. At the end of the Mishnah, it's only Rabbi Yosi that said this also. Rabbi Yosi says you can't put a new earthly keli full of water near the fire, because you know when the fire gets there, it's going to break open the kli and the water will put out the fire. So that's Rabbi Yosi's shita. Mashma Tanakam holds Gram Kibui is mutter. Now you're allowed to be Gurim to make a kibui. And that's the way we pass in Gram Kibui is mutter, but we're more like see it's only the Mokim Seder. It has to be like here by a fire that's ruining something in your house. So you're allowed to put the water on the side, that when the fire gets there, the water will put it out. The Gram Kibui is mutter if it's the Mokim Seder. Turn around, Ner Shagabi Tavla. You have a Ner candle on top of the tablecloth. Is Maniris a Tavla? You're allowed to shake the tablecloth lightly. Vino Phyllis. And then this candle will fall off the tablecloth. Vim Kofsa Kofsa. And while you're doing this, it goes out, it's mutter. Because you're warned the Chavan to put it out. And it's not a psikresha, therefore it's mutter. Trashi Ner Derlik. For the Gemara Eshen, Amri Devei Rebbe Yanai, Amri Devei Rebbe Yanai, Loishon Uvela B'Shecheich. L'churat Shashar L'Hal Yilad touch the tablecloth. If you have candles on top of the tablecloth, L'churat Sabos is a Dov Rosso, it should become Muksa. You have the candles on top of the tablecloth. So for the Gemara, Loishon Uvela B'Shecheich, it's only Mutter to say the tablecloth is not Muksa if when you put the candles there, it was Shecheich. I mean, you didn't have das to put it there, to leave it there those Shabbos. You put it down Friday, but you thought you'd take it off before Shabbos. And then you forgot it there. So then the tablecloth doesn't become muksan. Abu b'maniach, but if you had das to put these candles down on top of the tablecloth before Shabbos, to leave it there those Shabbos, nas is bosses dov roser. Then the tablecloth becomes muksan, because it's a bosses to the candle, and then you can't even shake the tablecloth. You forgot the candle on the tablecloth from before Shabbos. El ala tavla shloimi das. Abu maniach nas is tavla bosses of roser. If you put your leichter on top of tablecloth midas like we do, leave it there on Shabbos, is we also la tavla kadei lenari. Then it will be awesome. But it's only providing you don't have anything else on top of the tablecloth. Usually we make it because usually beginning of Shabbos we have something else on the tablecloth besides the leichters. You have the challah, you have something dover hetem. That's called bosses of dover osa, dover mutter. It doesn't become muksa. So our tablecloth usually are not muksa because you don't only have the leichters, you also have something else. But if you only have the leichters on top of the tablecloth, then even the tablecloth will become muksa. You wouldn't be allowed to touch the tablecloth on Shabbos. So here, it did become muksa, because you didn't have das to leave it there. So that's the chiddush. You're allowed to shake the tablecloth lightly and make the candle fall off, providing it's not a psikresha. Tona, ner shachuri hadelis. If you have a candle in the back of the door, is poseach v'ner kadarkoi. You're allowed to open the door and close the door regularly. V'im kofsa kofsa. If it happens, it happens. Why? Posh, because you're not mechavan to put out the fire. And by the posh, it's not a psikresha. So the Gemara name, liat olor rav. Rav gave the klal that somebody did like this. Shashiakol ha-murim came. Whoever paskin, you'll let her leave a candle on the back of the door and then open and close the door on Shabbos, Rav held was also. Omle Ravin l'Rav. Ravin yetzakasha to Rav. To Rav Acha. Bread the Rav. V'yamilor Rav Acha bread the Rav Rav Ashi. My time alayet olo Rav. Why did Rav pask in this case is also? What's wrong with putting the candle in the back of the door? Ilayma mishum the Rav sovo lok Rav Yehuda. If you want to tell me, because Rav holds like Rav Yehuda, that holds what? The Dover Shenim is Kavin is also. See here also, you have the candle on the back of the door. So the same now, it's also to open and close the door. Because when you open and close the door, Mistom, you're going to put out the fire. But you're not Mechavim to put out the fire. It happens by itself. So Lechura, we hold like Rav Shimon, Einim Eskavin is Mutter. Now why does Rav say it's also? Because Rav holds like Rav Yehuda. For the Gemara, V'etana ketoni lo Rav Shimon, Mishum the Rav Sovu lo Rav Yehuda, called the Toni Rav Shimon, Melet Layit? Lay. Mishver. If Rav says it didn't, because he holds like Rav Yehuda. So our Tana that said it's Mutter, the Echel holds like Rav Shimon. So how can Rav gives a klal if you pass like Rav Shimon? Good, you Rav can hold like Rav Yehuda l'chumra, hold any miskaven is also. But you know there's Rav Shimon sheet that holds any miskaven is Mutter. And we pass like Rav Shimon. So why did Rav give a klal to somebody who was Meir Halacha to say, you're allowed to put the candle on the back of the door and open and close the door? And come on, Poshet, Omalei, so it's Rav name. But ho, in this case, Afilo Rav Shimon Moida. Even Rav Shimon is Moida that it's also. Why? Do Abaye v'Rova d'Amar Tavayu Moide Rav Shimon v'Psik Reisha v'Lo Yomis. That Psik Reisha means something has to happen. The most of you chop off the chicken's head, it has to die. You can't say I'm chopping off the head and not killing it. Here also, if you put the candle on the back of the door, when you open and close the door, it's a Psik Reisha, the fire has to go out. If the fire has to go out, then there's no Ptur of Dover Shein Miskav V'Nam Mechav to put out the fire. But something that has to happen, that's also. When you open the door and close the door, you're causing a wind to come, so that wind is going to put out the fire. Avadu etzosa. Om Rav Yehuda, poiseach odom deles keneged madura. If you have a fire in your house, a madura, heat fire, what do you call this? A torch. You have a fire in the house, that's a normal fire, not burning the house. Just your wood fire. You have to keep the fireplace. Have a fireplace in the house. Now you want to open the door near the fireplace. So Rav holds you're allowed to. For seich adam delas the door kneged madura b'shabbes. The other was muta. Shrashi kneged madura v'yafa pish teruach menashevus u'mavir or. Nechur it's good when the wind comes in now a blow make the fire burn stronger and you'll have more heat in the house. So it's a good zach. Still Rav Yehuda hold was muta. So the moral liet olo abaya. Abaya said no. Gave the klolo. I cursed. Abaya hold it's awesome. That you can't do this. For the Umar B'mayaskinen, what are we talking about? Elayma B'ruach Mitzuyif, when you open the door, there's a normal wind that's coming in. My time of the Mandi Yosser, why should it be Yosser? Trashi, my time of the Mandi Yosser, ain't derech lahave B'ruach Mitzuyah. A normal wind, the normal outside wind, doesn't cause a fire to burn up. It doesn't make the coals burn. V'loi P'sik Reisha lo Yomisu. So Zicha, not a P'sik Reisha. It's only a normal weather outside. It's not a P'sik Reisha. By opening the door, the wind will come in and make the fire become bigger. So you're not Mechavin for that. So Mada Shabai Muta. I Beruach She'enu Metzuya, Elamai talking about outside now. There's a hurricane and strong winds are coming in. It's my time of the Mada Shari. How could anybody be matter? When you open that door, it's a P'sik Reisha. The wind is going to come in and blow up the fire. So you made a fire to get bigger. And Gemara Le'elam Beruach Metzuya. Masav the Gazrina, Masav the Gazrina. In the Chanami, it's interesting. Abaye said light, he gave a klolo, because he held such a gzera. He held, you can't open up the door, even in normal weather. There's a gzera, maybe they'll open it up when there's a big wind. Right. Oysin Mechitzen. The first, like I said, we pass like Abaye. So he says, "Masav gazrinim hilkach tzoruch lizor." You have to be careful. Shlo liftoyech hadel lufnei hamadura. If you have your torch, if you have your fireplace in front of the door, you shouldn't open up the door on Shabbos. Then afilu bruch mitzuyi, even if you have only normal weather. To alayet alay abaya. To have a basroi. Rabaya was the basroi here, and we paskin like abaya. V'hanem milik eshem madura ktsas kroy veit ladelus. There's only when the fire is mamish right near the door. That's like it's kamat. You see the wind coming in and putting on the fire. But if normal the fireplace a little bit away, then you don't have to be makl. Then you could open up the door. Fight oisin mechitz. The Mishnah says the moral lemeimul uchura the rabbon and savri gram kibamuter. That's the machlokes. Rabbi Yosi Sober Gram Kibu Yosser. That in the Mishnah, the Tanakhama says, Mash milata make a mechitza full of kelim, and inside the kelim you have water, even though they're new earthly kelim, that you know when the fire comes, in a bust of kelim, and the water will put out the fire, Tanakhama says, that's mutter. That's only called the gram kibbe. You're not doing it directly, you're only causing a kibbe to happen, that's mutter. We have Yaisi Savar, gram kibbe is awesome. For the Gemara, we hear just the opposite. The Tanya, oisin mechitza bekelim rekonim. You're allowed to make a mechitza with empty kelim, uva malayim, and who didn't have to fill up with water. Avadavka shein dakin lishtabir. Only kelim that are strong kelim that won't break when the fire comes there. V'elo malayim shein dakin lishtabir. These are full kelim that are not there to break. Kli matches metal kelim. That's all Tanakama. Reb Yosi Oimer Av Kli Kfar Shichin O Kli Kfar Chananya. He's a type of earthly keli. That Reb Yosi is a mekel. He says even these type of earthly keli, these type of clay, keli made from clay, is called strong keli that won't break. So you see, Reb Yosi is a bigger mekel than Tanakama. Forget from what we're saying. Ain't that only shaber? So Rashi, Av Kli Kfar Shichin means cheres, this type of an earthly keli. It's made from this type of dirt. Chozak is strong dirt. Who v'yein mishtar, but doesn't break if it gets close to the fire. Alma the Rabbi Yosi begram kibu tvei mekum the rabbanon. You see, Rabbi Yosi is a bigger mekel. He's saying what's called strong kelim. Even this type of earthly keli is called strong kelim. You see, he's more mekel than the rabbanon. The chitaim was at Gemara Epoch. After change around the gears, and now Mishnah Mas Nitzin. Rabbi Yosi the Brisa, the Reim Kama. They really Rabbi Yosi now Mishnah holds gram kibu is mutter. And the Rabbanon hold that saucer. And the Brisa, that the Rabbi Yosi said is only mutter with strong kelim, mashmah, it's not strong kelim, it's usher, that's only the Reim, the Rabbanon Kamer. As you, Rabbanon, say it's only mutter with strong kelim, so Rabbi Yosi, these kelim are also considered strong kelim. But really, Rabbi Yosi Shita is, you have to change around in the Mishnah. The Rabbi Yosi holds gram kibu is mutter, and the Rabbanon hold gram kibu is usher. But the Mari can't say that. Or me motis afchis law, could you change it around? Who's the one that says gram kibi is also Reb Yosi? You see, Klor al Mishnah is bediuk. Reb Yosi is the sheet that holds gram kibi is also, and we don't pass on Reb Yosi. We pass on the Tanakama, or gram kibi is mutter. Elazot tomorrow le'olam le'tepach. Don't change around the Braisa. And the Mishnah, O Braisa kula Reb Yosi. This whole Braisa goes according to Reb Yosi. The Chusuri Mechsa, something's missing. Vochik Ton, this is the Pshan of Braisa. Oysin mechitza bekelim reikonel uvim layim shendakim l'shtaber. You're allowed to make a mechitza on Shabbos to protect the fire from kelim, empty kelim, because then it's not going to make a gram, it won't put the fire out. Or if you have kelim full of water, it can only be strong kelim that don't break. There's only according to Reb Yosi Shita, Reb Yosi holds gram kibbe zosa. Now the Bryce says, V'eluhem kelim shen dakel l'shtaber, what's considered strong kelim? Kli matches, a metal kli. O kli kfar shichin, o kli kfar chananya, nami ain't dakel l'shtaber. It's like one man the yamam. These kelim are also strong kelim that won't break, it won't cause the gram kibui. So Reb Yosi, the one that says, Av kli kfar shichin, o kli kfar chananya, ain't dakel l'shtaber. Mele the kids, that's Reb Yosi Shita, he's saying this whole braisa, and he holds gram kibbe zosser. So you only allowed to put the mechitza of kelim that are empty, have no water, or else if they have water, there has to be strong kelim that the fire won't break them. So you're not going to cause a kibui, that's what's mutter. Fred Gemara, V'rami the Rabbonim, not Rabbonim, unless you steer with the Rabbonim though. O'drami the Reb Yosi, not Reb Yosi, steer with Reb Yosi and Reb Yosi. The Bible coming out, Reb Yosi holds gram kibbe zosser, and the Rabbonim holds gram kibbe mutter. They have a theory now, the Tanya. Hare Shehoyu Shem Kosovle Absorbe. Somebody had on his hand Hashem's name. Yudke Vovke was written on his hand. Hare Zel Lo Yirchot. He's not going to take a shower with this person. He can't wash his hands. Vulo Yisach. He can't smear his hands with oil. Vulo Yamav Mokim Atinoifus. He can't stand in a Mokim Tinoifus with a schmutz. Why? Because he has Hashem's name here. Nizdamnim Lo Tfilosh Mitzvah. What about it comes about Keri? Or else she's Nisha. It happens on Nisha. She's Nida. She has to go to the Mikvah. What's the Yitzah? Kerech Oleh Gami, to put around your hand a piece of leaf, a gami of a leaf, the Yerit, like cover up Hashem's name, and you can be Toivel. Yerit v'Toivel. That's the Tanakama. We have Yaisi Yaiman name, Liyoylam Yerit v'Toivel Kedarkui. You don't have to worry about anything. Go down and be Toivel Kedarkui. Obavach lo Yeshafshef. Abi, you don't have Kavoni, you're not rubbing off Hashem's name. That's Mutter. So Chur, what's Tanya Rabbi Yosi? Because only like a gram kibui, you're not directly erasing Hashem's name. You're just putting your hand in water, and by itself, what happens? It gets a kibui. By help, it gets mechika. Mechika happens by itself. So you see, Rabbi Yosi is a mekul, and the Rabbanon hold its aser. So here in our Mishnah, by gram kibui, we're saying the Sra Pum Faker. And the Gemara, there's no tushtel. Shani Hosam, the Yom Akro, the Postik says, V'yavadetem eshmo min amokem ahu. Which by a getchka, by avoided zora, you're supposed to be ma'abid, the shmom of the avoided zora. But the Postik says, Loisasun ken la'ashem lekechem. But you're not allowed to do the same thing to Hashem. That means if you have Hashem's name written someplace, you're not allowed to erase Hashem's name. So the pshat is, I see who the usher. The terrorist says, Kula, what's usher? Taking an eraser and erasing the Hashem's name. Of a grom is shari. Here, behechach, even according to Rabbi Yosi, a grom is mutter. Just to put your hand that has Hashem's name written on your hand into water. You're not doing a mice erasing it. It happens by itself. You're only gurmid. That's mutter. Fred Gemara, ihochi. Ochi nami. The same pshat is by Meleches, by Shabbos. Ksiv, the posik says by Shabbos, loisase ko melocha. You're not allowed to do malach, which means you can't do one of the lamates malachis. So we dashin, I see who the yosa. The Torah only said you can't do a malacha. Or the grom is shari. As I paskin, so we paskin. Midiraisa for sure. And any single malach, if you only a gram, you only gurm it to happen, it's mutter midiraisa. And the Ramah says, even midirabon, it's mutter la mokam seder. Where it's a hefset involved, you're losing something, then it's mutter to be gurm a malacha. So Chur here also should be mutter to make a gram kibui. After Gemara Nechnami, with the rice about you right. Now mitoich shodim boil am amoynoi. He sharis lay also lechvuye. It's like a gzera. That the Rabbi Yosi is machmer. Now Mishnah, it's only with the Rabbanon he's machmer. He also can't make the mechitza full of kelim, full of water, because when the fire gets there, or bust the kelim and the water put it out to the gram kibui, it's only gzera that it's also taka, because we're afraid you come to put out the fire directly. For the Mori Hochi Kash the Rabbanon ad Rabbanon. Was I have a steer in the Rabbanon's though. But ma ha'osom di odom boil am amoynoi. Shari maduch in our Mishnah. The Rabbanon amati you to make the mechitza full of kelim, full of water. Even though when the fire comes there, the fire will bust the kelim and the water will put out the fire. You're doing the gram kibui. Still the Rabbanon say it's mutter, and we're not afraid. You come to be fatumut and put out the fire directly. Obizai hochel a kol shchein. Obizai here, when somebody has Hashem's name written in his hand, and he has to be table in the mikvah, shouldn't it for sure be mutter groma? You're only making a gram mechika. You're not being mechik. Mamish avada should be mutter according to Rabbanon. There's a theory of the Rabbanon. And the more of a tizgrua, esa kasha. What do the Rabbanon say? The Rabbanon say you should put a leaf over Hashem's name. What type of leaf are you putting over Hashem's name? If you're putting it tight or along your hand, that's going to stop the water from coming there. You're not making the mechikah. You can't be table then. You want to go to the mikvah. You can't like tie paste down a leaf on your hand. You're not making it too tight. Or the water is going to come in. Is chatzitza, yeah. So, what are you doing now? So you're not putting it too tight. All right, we'll soon come back to what Teretz is. For the more chatzitza, you want to go chatzitza, tape it mishum diyoi, for anyway it's shver. Have this guy be table, he has Hashem's name written on his hand, he has the ink. So the chur let the ink be chatzitza, and the gemara belech, it's not dried up, it's wet. Tanya, hadam v'yadiyoi hadvash v'yacholim yeveshim choytzin. If they dried up on your hand, that's called a chatzitza. Lachem ain't choytzin. But when they're only wet, they're not choytzis. So after ksivu Hashem's name, there's no chatzitza. No, the kasha was mikol mokom kasha. What do you gain by putting the gami over it? Elo amar rov v'rav sheila hainu tamayad rabonim to ksarvi osa lama v'fnei Hashem orim. Take a different halacha. Al yetsin gram kibui take a mutter. You have Hashem's name on your hand. You are allowed to put your hand in the water. Aye, the water is going to make a mechika. It's only a gram. That's what Rabbi Yosi said. You should put a leaf over your hand. He means put it there very lightly. Don't be mahadik. There's no chatzitza. What's the purpose? Because he holds you're not allowed to stand undressed naked in front of Hashem's name. So that's why he's supposed to put a leaf over Hashem's name. That Hashem's name should be covered up while you're being tabled in the mikvah. It shouldn't be near your body that's orim. Melchad Rabbi Yosi Sava Mutlam of Nei Hashem Orim. Abizayi quote Rabbi Yosi Shver. That's a good svara. Rabbi Yosi should also ask her, you shouldn't be allowed to stand undressed near your hands that has Hashem written on it. And the Gemara, the Monach Yodi Alei, Enechnami. Rabbi Yosi tells about you have to cover up with the other hand. Abizayi the Rabban and Nami, the Menach Yodi Alei. Let Rabban also just say, cover it up with the other hand, not tight, very loosely. So Tfilah is good. And you're covering up Hashem's name. So tomorrow, Zimna de Mishtali Vishakulei. Sometimes you forget and you take away your hand, it'll be uncovered. For the marbles of Rabbi Yossi, nami zim the mishtal of Yishakulei. Because Rabbi Yossi also lets me afraid. El iti iki gami hochi nami. The shal is avad. If you have a leaf there, everybody's masking. The best answer is, put the leaf over your hand. Hochi, but my askinon, la duri agami. The shal is, we don't have a leaf here, you have to run and try and find the leaf. Kabod and Savri, tfilo bizman alav mitzvah. They all, there's no mitzvah to be toivul punk today. So melo madrinum. You're allowed to go and run after it. Rabbi Yossi, sav, tfilo bizman a mitzvah. Right, let's stop.
Yeah, the Kufchof Aleph holding on top. So really we're holding the Shaila here. Everybody holds that a gram kibui is mutter, and the same thing, a gram machika is also mutter. Here the Shaila was, you had Hashem's name written on your hand, and you have to go to the mikvah. So when you put your hand in the mikvah, the crew of the water is going to erase Hashem's name. So Midiraisa and even Midirabon, really that's mutter, because only a gram machika is mutter. So what's the machlokes if you have to cover it up with a leaf or not? The Rabbi Yossi says use a gami. The Rabbanan say you don't have to use a gami. His pshat is you shouldn't be toivel, like be undressed in front of Hashem's name. It's also to cover it up. So Rabbanan said it's enough to cover with your hands. The Rabbi Yossi says no, you have to run after dafka to get a leaf, to put a leaf on top of it, because leaf is better. So Mora says what's the machlokes? If you have a leaf, everybody's asking it's better to use a leaf. No, the case is we don't have a leaf. Are you mechuyev to run after a leaf or not? Hachem askin la duray agami. Rabbon and savri tefila bizmana lav mitzvah.